guys, welcome to Grow and Glow Podcast. You're welcome. Okay, you're welcome to another episode of Grow and Glow Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about self-confidence, how to build up your self-confidence. So stay tuned and wait for our guest. Don't worry, she's going to blow your mind off. Okay, so stay tuned and listen to what she has to say about how to build up your self-confidence. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good evening.
Good evening, how are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome to Grow and Glow Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
All right.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how to build up our self-confidence. And
okay,
before we move into that, please, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay, a little about myself. Hello, everyone. I'm Chidimogu Simba by name. I'm a personal development coach, a writer, and a public speaker. And as well, I love business. Yes. And I'm working on starting my own business very soon.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So I have a question for you, first of all.
Okay, no problem.
I've been trying to think of what's the right answer to give to that question. And the question is, why do people lack self-confidence?
Why do people lack self-confidence? That's a very, very interesting question. You know, over time, let me start by saying, recently I released an online course,
okay.
Speak with Confidence. So,
wow.
Focus on addressing the issue of how to grow from being a shy person to someone who is very confident. In that course, I shared my stories and tips that have helped me. So, why do people lack self-confidence? That's a very, very important question. Because mm-hmm. most times, people disturb themselves a lot, like, why did I lack self-confidence? Why is it that I don't have self-confidence to do this and all of that? Now, one of the things, the first thing I would say is, it is not your fault.
Okay.
You know, it is not your fault that you lack self-confidence, you know. That's just the first thing I would say, because a lot of people focus more on blaming themselves, you know, playing the blame game, blaming themselves. And when they blame themselves that much, it's, you know, it kind of takes over their whole mentality, like, everything is my fault, nothing is going to come out of me good and all of that. For me, I would say that there's so many things that so many reasons behind people having lack of self-confidence. But for the sake of this this interview, I'm going to be narrowing it down to just three. So first, I would say it's childhood experience. Childhood experience plays a very, very vital role. Things that surround us, things that were surrounded while growing up, and all of that. While growing up, my parents only me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, so while growing up, my parents had this kind of routine. Mm-hmm. We only go to school, from school to the church, and from church we're back home.
Oh, okay.
No hanging around with friends, you know, no hanging around with friends. Even if we live in a flat, but behind us a compound where we have different people, you know, different kids, different families and all of that. But yet we're not allowed to just show to the back of the house and interact with people. So this shaped my mentality while growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up, you know, just interact with friends in school. You know, those people, I see them every day. They're my colleagues in school. We talk very well and all of that. But aside that, outside them, I can't relate with any other person. You get?
Mm-hmm.
I can't relate with any other person. So that's a childhood experience. For some person, they grew up in a home where the father doesn't talk much, the mom doesn't talk much, and they just grow up like that. And what you see is that the family, you know, the father, the mother not being the talking type, friends doesn't visit them and all of that, begins to settle in that mind that, okay, maybe it's normal, you know, it's normal not to talk, just be on your own and all of that. So childhood experience is one of the reasons why people lack self-confidence. Our experiences while growing up. Number two, I would say it's culture.
Okay.
Culture plays a very vital role. Why do people lack self-confidence? Culture plays a very vital role. I mentioned that I grew up in the northern states. I've been in the north almost all my life. I schooled here and all of that. So when you look at a life of a typical northern girl, in northerner, a young lady growing up, they are told that, you know, as a young girl, you're not to mingle with the opposite sex, the male. As a young girl, you're just to, you know, compose yourself. You just work at home, you know, work in the kitchen. That is all. You know, they don't allow them to go outside and look for a job, even when they're of age. You know, like after secondary school, you get to work as a sales girl. You know, it starts from there. Sales girl, assist in the shop. They don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't do that. So culture has a very plays a very important role in people lacking self-confidence, especially while growing up. So they always tell them to stay at home and all of that. But imagine a child who grew up in Lagos, a place like Lagos, Abuja, to get that exposed, you know, they're exposed to different things at a very tender age. They mingle with people, you know, the culture there is different from the culture here in the north.
True. Very true.
Okay. Very, very different. A mode of dressing and all of that. So it plays a very vital role. So you see them that when they grow up, they tend to, you know, just be reserved. They don't talk much, and that's how lack of self-confidence. You know, we'll get to that though. Self-confidence is just you being able to believe in your own abilities. You know, so when they grow up that way, they feel like everything is just, let me just do it the way it comes. They don't even trust themselves because they don't even know the value they carry and all of that. So, and the last thing I'll say is background.
Okay.
Your background, you know. Background in essence, whereby you see someone from a very poor home, is always said, you know, there's this proverb they normally say, when you go outside, you know, you don't have money, you don't talk too much, so you don't end up throwing oil, and they'll ask you to pay, stuff like that. So a background plays a very, very important role in people who lack self-confidence. So you go out, you have this mentality, I'm from a very poor background, I don't have money, I don't have anyone to speak for me, I don't have a voice, and I just stay like that and all of that. But when you see a child who is from a very wealthy home, you know, there's just confidence you walk with, you know, knowing fully well when you do something, your dad is there to you know, speak for you, thank you, cover you up, and you know, stuff like that. So all these things play very vital role. Just like I said, I'm just going to streamline the interview to these three aspects: background, culture, and childhood experiences, and all of that. So I believe I answered your
thank
question.
Thank you so much, Chidima.
Another
question I think I would like to ask you is, so how does lack of self-confidence affect us? Does it really, is it so necessary? Does it really affect us in our lives and what we do and how we do things? Does it affect us if we have low self-confidence?
Low self-esteem. Okay. Well, I would say it affects us. Every one of us. Every single person. You know, when people lack self-confidence, it affects the way they think, it affects the way they relate with people, it affects the way they, you know, the way they mingle, the way they associate with people. Okay, I will begin by saying that self-confidence is not something we should just have. It's a must have for everybody. You know, it's a must have for everybody. For me, I will begin with a story. You know, while growing up, I used to think that self-confidence is just for people who want to go into public speaking, people want to mount stages, people want to do this and all of that, you know. But I begin to realize that lack of self-confidence can make you lose an opportunity. You know, can make you lose so many opportunities. Let me use, for instance, you went out and in the midst of friends, you're just discussing and all of that. And because you lack self-confidence, you couldn't contribute, you know, you couldn't just contribute. Now, let me say something that when you look at someone who lacks self-confidence, it goes beyond just you not being able to believe in yourself. It goes further to you not being able to trust your own, you know, your own truths. You know, you don't trust yourself. So you just sit down and everyone just talking and all of that. So imagine someone from afar was observing, you know, just observing the way you guys speak, the way you guys talk. And at the end of the day, was able to pick 1, 2, 3 persons to maybe give them an opportunity to work in a big firm and all of that. You miss out already. Now, it's not because you didn't have anything to say, but simply because you don't even trust yourself enough to say something, because you're not sure if I say it, if am I correct? Are people going to laugh at me? Are people going to, you know, judge me and all of that? So I would say self-confidence is a must-have for everybody, like a must-have, and it affects us in so many ways. Self-confidence can affect you in your family. As a family person, you lack self-confidence, you won't be able to speak up for your family, you won't be able to make drastic decisions, like something is not going well in your house. As a man of the house, you need to stand up and speak up, address issues, you know. Lack of self-confidence can make your teammates look down on you. You know, you work in an organization where you're supposed to lead a team of people and you don't even have the confidence to speak with to them, address issues, you know, do things. It's going to cost you your job if you're not careful. So lack of self-confidence as well can affect every areas of our lives, especially, let me use for instance, in business. You are a business person, you sell things and you can't even defend what you sell. Like, you can't even interact with a customer. There's no way that business is going to grow. Like, it's not going to grow. Yeah, that business is not going to grow because you have a business, you need to talk. Now, I gave an instance in my online course, one of the modules, there's something that, you know, you see someone who's telling you the truth and someone who is telling you lies, but the confidence that person who is telling you lies projects makes you believe that person. You know, it gives you this conviction that, wow, this person is saying the truth, but the person deep down is lying. But because you yourself, you can't even convince the person that what you're saying is true, what you're saying is correct. Thank you. So at the end of the day, the person will end up believing the one who is saying the wrong thing, because you can't even project yourself. You can't even speak out. You can't even say things. Now, some people will tell you that, some people always ask this question, does self-confidence simply mean if I can speak well, does it mean I have self-confidence? I would say no. Okay. You being able to speak well doesn't mean you have self-confidence, okay? You being able to speak out, you know, interact with friends doesn't simply mean you have self-confidence. For me, someone who has self-confidence is someone who can believe in himself, he or herself. You know, you believe in yourself even when other people don't believe in you. Someone who believes in his capabilities, someone who believes in what he or she has to offer, the value, you know. Self-confidence is also you loving yourself, appreciating who you are, you know. So I would say self-confidence affects every areas of our life and not just one particular
area. Can you give us some tips on how we can build up our self-confidence?
Okay. Tips on how you can build your self-confidence. Okay, for I would say one of the tips I usually give to people for anyone who desires to build his or her self-confidence.
Okay.
The first tip is you need to be a knowledge seeker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to be someone who is constantly, consistently searching for knowledge. Because one of the things that affects people's self-confidence is lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to be someone who is committed to learning, either through books, through video courses, through online courses, whatever it is you want to, you know, whatever area it is you want to grow yourself, you need to be knowledgeable in that area.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would say books was what I started with, okay? I started with books because at that point, I didn't have enough money to, you know, pay for online courses here and there, but I could buy books, 1,005, 2,000, I could buy books. So I gave into learning through books. So I went to get books in different areas, leadership, business, and I began to read on them. And before you know it, I find myself being able to contribute, make reasonable contribution. Mm-hmm. When I'm in the midst of friends, you know, in an event, I'm able to contribute. Because one of the reasons why people don't, or people hide themselves, is because they actually don't have anything to say.
Mm-hmm. True.
For some persons, you find them just saying different things, and at the end of the day, you can't even picture what exactly this person is driving at.
Yeah.
So for you to be able to, you know, build your self-confidence and be able to project that confidence in people when you go out there, is you having the right knowledge, the right information about whatever you want to speak about, whatever you want to chip in or talk about, and all of that. Secondly, I will say your dressing.
Okay.
Dressing. This is very, very important for anybody who wants to build his or her self-confidence. You dress well. Let's take, for instance, you walked into an eatery and you saw a madman. You don't know he's a madman, but he's putting on suits, you know, he's seated, shoes, well hairdressed, but you know that mentally this person is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now looking at that person, you won't judge the person based on what he or she has upstairs.
True.
You judge the person based on the way he or she dressed.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, the way the person dressed. So if you dress well, and you're going for an occasion, it has a way of making you feel like, wow, I'm good, you know. Even if you don't even have everything, you know, this packaging, we call it packaging.
Exactly.
You know,
package well.
Yes, you package yourself well. Even if you don't have millions in your pocket or your bank account, just dress well. So
yeah,
it's that dressing well is not just for the people you are going to meet, but it gives you yourself this. It helps you boost your self-confidence, like your confidence in yourself. I'm good, I'm well-dressed and all of that. So when you dress well, helps you boost your self-confidence. Imagine going for a wedding, and when you got there, you realize that the shirt you wanted to put on wasn't the one you are currently, you're wearing, and you are in the wedding, okay? And it's not the one you are wearing, and you are in the wedding. And you just realize that soup stain is on it, and you know, there's a way it's just shrink you, like you're just quiet, you're not talking and all of that. So our dress has a way of, you know, helping us boost our self-confidence when we go out there. Thirdly, I will say, okay, I mentioned first of all the knowledge, secondly your dress. Thirdly, another thing I want to mention is your approach,
okay,
your manner of approach, like the way you speak, the way you talk, the way you interact with people, knowing how to coordinate yourself.
Yes.
Knowing how to coordinate yourself. There are people that me looking at them, I'm like, I don't like the way this person talks. You know, you don't know when to play, you don't know when to joke, you don't know when to be serious and all of that. So you need to be someone who is always ready. You know where you are, okay? You know where you are, know what to say at a particular time. That people, you don't just say, hello, how far, how are you? That people you greet, good morning, good afternoon, when you meet them somewhere.
True.
And all of that. So, to boost your self-confidence. Another thing I will say is, dress to suit the occasion. I mentioned that earlier. It's part of the dress, your dressing. Dress to suit the occasion. You might be dressed, you might dress well, but you are not dressed to suit the occasion. This is what I mean. You are going for a burial and you are all flashy, you know, makeup, you're on heels, even though some people go to burials with on, but you know, these noisy ones, and you're just making noise everywhere. You're just making noise everywhere and all of that. So you need to be able to dress to suit the occasion, because I might dress well, but when I get there and I realize that, wow, it's like, this is not the way I'm supposed, I wasn't supposed to dress this way. It has a way of making you go into your shell, you know.
Yes.
It has a way of making you just go into your shell, and you won't even know what to say anymore. So another tip in building your self-confidence is to stop comparing yourself with people.
Mm-hmm.
What you are always comparing yourself with people, it gives people, you know, in your mind, you give people the room to, you know, influence you with whatever decision they make.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, good, bad, they just say it, you know. Your mind is not guided. Everything anybody says counts for you. So you need to stop comparing yourself with people, because even in reality, you realize that those people are even comparing yourself. You're better than them.
Happens.
Okay? Most times, you're even better than them, but they make you feel like you are nothing good is coming out of you and all of that. So you need to just stop comparing yourself with people, no matter how bad you are. Let me put it that way. No matter how bad you are, you need to believe that you are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You need to believe that you are good and stop comparing yourself with people. And lastly, I will say is try to make eye contact. I used to tell the story. I told this story in my online class. There was a time in my life where if I'm going this road and I see someone, I'll just divert to another road.
I think I've done that before.
You know, I'll just divert to another road. Now, I'm not owing them. They are not quarreling with me. I just don't want to see them. Like, I don't even want to greet them, you know. I was that shy. Like, I don't even want to greet them. Greeting was like, okay, I'll have to look at you in the face. And sometimes I greet, if I don't have any other option, you know, to dodge you and divert to another road, I will greet you from afar.
Oh, yeah.
Before I approach you, I'll say good morning. Like, good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. So when I'm approaching you, you've already responded to me, and I will just walk past. So one day, a woman called me and she said, "Why do you always greet from afar?" I didn't have any answer to tell her, even though I knew the answer. And she said, "That shows that you are scared, and people can take advantage of that." Mm-hmm. You know, it shows that you are scared and you can't even stand for yourself and all of that. And she warned me to stop doing that. That was the day I realized that, okay, it's wrong, and it was really affecting me. But you see, try to make eye contact. You might not be looking at the person's eyeball to eyeball. Just stare at their forehead. Stare at their forehead like you're looking at them, but you're actually not looking at them. You know, so eye contact is very, very important when you're trying to build your self-confidence. Like, talking to people, you don't just throw your face away. When it comes to human, every single action, every single step you make tells something about you. You know, it tells something. So once you are able to take this rules, you know, speak outside. And also, okay, one last tip I will say is embrace opportunities to speak, like embrace opportunities to mingle with people. not just people. I met a friend and we got talking and we spoke about something. He said if you go to an event, he will just, you know, sit down with people he knows, and after the event off, he goes. And I was like, no, now I can advise you, but then I wouldn't even listen. You know, I wouldn't even listen to you. But I've been there and I know how it works, because that made me, I lost a lot of opportunities. You know, people that I would have had an opportunity to interact with and all of that, I would just leave and just go home. Where am I rushing to? I didn't even know. I'll just go home. So, you know, you need to seek for opportunities to speak with people, interact with people, if you want to really build your self-confidence. It helped me a lot. You know, it helped me a lot. When you go for events, don't just sit with people you know. You know, to someone you don't know. It's going to give you an avenue to get to know them better, get to ask questions, also learn. That's very important. Learn. You will learn meaningful conversations. So, one way you can boost your self-confidence is mingle with people, new people, not just people you already know. So when you go to events, don't go and sit with people you already know. Go around, ask questions, you know, strike a conversation with someone new every day. I made it a point that every single day when I go out, I'll look for somebody I don't know and be the one to initiate the conversation, not waiting for them come to me. You always waiting for them, you know, ladies. We have this pride to say, I won't be the first to talk to a guy, you know, stuff like that. I won't be the first to talk to a guy, and I'm like, what? Are you asking him out? You're not just going to ask meaningfully, you know. Let me share a story. Recently, where I work, my boss has a slot in camp, and he always goes to camp to address coppers and all of that. So this last one, or the last the one the, yeah the last one he wasn't he didn't have the chance to go, so he sent me. And when I got there, you know, I sat in the podium, the speakers would sit in front while the coppers, you know, all of that. So when we got there, I went to a colleague, we sat down. When he finished speaking, a guy introduced himself, you know, this Saeed, skill acquisition training. So a guy came and he said he's going to teach them on how to design t-shirts. My boss teach on education, establishment of nursery, primary school, and some other things, driving. The guy introduced himself during the every trainer will come and introduce themselves. So when the guy came out, he said he designed shirts, you know, he writes on shirts and some other thing. So I told the guy that I went with, you know, to represent my boss. I told him, I said, I need this guy's number. And he was like looking at me like, you need his number. What for? I said, I might need to design a shirt someday for my business or for something, and I can recommend him to someone even though I don't need the service. I like what he did, you know. He showed a sample of his work and all of that. So after the whole thing, we went for a meeting. The state coordinator asked to see the trainers and all of that. So we went for a meeting. And after that, I just walked up to him. I greeted him. I said, hello, I'm Chidima. I'm part of the Saeed trainers. I came to represent my boss. And I would love to see more of your designs. And can I see more of your designs? Maybe pictures or the shirt you came with. And I was like, okay. I know in his mind, he's like, for a lady to come and approach me. You know, this mentality has really affected us, that when a lady is approaching a guy, is either she likes the guy, you know, all those stuff like that. At the end of the day, I got his contact and I told him if I have any body who wants to design a shirt, I love what you do, I can recommend you to the person, or if I need, I'll call you. I was like, okay, good. The next day we met at on camp, we greeted and all of that. So even as a lady, you don't have to wait for a guy to always come and approach you. You're not a queen or something. So this is life, and everybody needs, you don't know who is who. So a polite, just like I mentioned earlier, you need to be polite. You need to know how to speak, when to speak. I think my online course, one of the modules I listed things you need to do before speaking to anyone. And one of the things I listed there is you must know who you want to speak to, how you want to speak to them, and when you want to speak to them before you say anything. You should be able to know, okay, this is an elderly woman. I don't approach her like I'm approaching my mate. You get? So there are things you need to do. So you need to know who exactly you are speaking with. How best are you going to approach this person? And you know what exactly you are going to say to them. You don't just start cracking jokes because they say you should say something that, you know, to light the moment and all of that. You don't just start saying anything you want to say. So that's very, very important, especially to ladies. If you're a lady listening to this podcast, you need to start doing that. Don't just speak to only ladies. Speak to guys as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's that for me.
Thank you. I'm sure, apart from my... I've learned a lot from this you just said. Thank you so much. And guys, please, I did not mention this at the beginning.
You're welcome.
She owns a podcast, and the name of her podcast is... You are not podcast.
Okay.
So, yeah. I would love, can you tell us your Facebook name or your Instagram handle in case anybody has a question for you or they would love to reach out to you?
Okay, I'm Chidima Obusimba. So, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Chidima Obusimba. So, my name is Chidinma. That's a Chidinma, Nma. Then my surname is spelled Ogbusimba. That is M for maths, then B-A.
And more about just increasing your self-esteem, I think you should get her course. It is rich in every source. It's just the best. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode.